Hey there.
Yes, you. Is it okay if I join you?
It's okay, I'm done practicing. It's just time to take a break for a bit.
By the way, I'm not bothering you, am I?
Oh, thank goodness. That would be embarrassing to just approach you and you just push me away. I'm Lacey. I've seen you around. What's your name? Nice to meet you. So, what you reading? Sci-fi stuff, huh? Cool. I love sci-fi. So, what brings you out here all by yourself? Where's your friends? I just asked because I noticed you've been alone during the whole practice. Literally from start to finish. Are you okay? Oh, just like some quiet time during lunch? I see. So it helps you recharge. I get that. But you know, you don't have to be all the way over here by yourself. You can sit closer if you want. I mean, it wouldn't hurt to see a cutie in the crowd watching us practice. It can get boring just seeing the girls all the time. Oh, yes, it can. And it's refreshing to see some different faces in the field sometimes. Mm-hmm. You see that spot over there? It's where I always put my stuff. Meaning, it's a free seat. Mm-hmm. Nobody special sits on that spot over there. See? So you should move closer. Specifically, on that seat. No need to be shy. No problem. At least now I can see you a little closer next time you visit, yeah? Sure. So, tell me more about that book. It sounds interesting. Wow. I never knew there were so many layers to sci-fi. You really know your stuff. It looks like it's something you're really passionate about. Hey, passion is what makes life interesting, right? Speaking of which, have you ever been to one of our football games? Not much of a sports person? That's okay. But you know, our team is pretty awesome. It might be fun to come out and support them sometime. Come on, you never know until you try. Okay, if you don't want to support them, it's fine. Totally. But hear me out. It's a great way to hang out with me and have some fun, especially when I'm done cheering. I get that. You don't need to talk to anybody if you don't want. You have me. Would that be a good enough reason to come? There you go. That's the spirit. And hey, if I can't find you, and if you ever need someone to sit with at the games, you know where to find me. Anytime. We should stick together. What do you think? Well, I may be popular, but... say. I really admire how comfortable you are with being yourself.
Weird? Who said that?
And whoever told you that are jerks. Don't believe them. Trust me, they're just jealous. Some people just want to hate for no reason, you know?
Also, I think those people don't know what they're missing out on.
In my book, being true to yourself is the coolest thing you can do. I'm glad you think it means a lot coming from someone like me. But trust me, you're more than you think. Hey, speaking of someone like me, I have a confession to make. Well, you see, quiet, shy individuals are actually my type. You know the saying, opposites attract? I'm sure you do. Absolutely. I think I'm already talkative and annoying myself. I think it's nice to have some of the opposite to balance each other out, yeah? There's just something about your calm demeanor and thoughtful nature that I find really attractive. Yep, it's true. So don't ever feel like you have to change who you are to fit in or impress anyone. You are perfect just the way you are. And hey, if you ever want to hang out or talk about sci-fi or anything else, you know where to find me. I'm always here after school. Just letting you know in case you forget. What do you think I'm doing? It's an invitation, silly. For you and me, we'll get to know each other. Only if you want to. No pressure. Great. And since you agreed to it, so, do you have any plans for the weekend? Probably just staying home and read like usual? Reading, huh? Well, if you ever want to switch it up, I know this great little cafe downtown. They have the best hot chocolate. You might want to check it out sometimes. Great. Let me know if you do. I could use some company. Awesome. Oh, and speaking of hot chocolate, did I mention I make a mean batch myself? Yep. Maybe one of these days I'll have to whip some up for you. Consider it a taste test. Fantastic. It's a date then. I see your eyes widening. Surprised I set you up on a date with me? You can't turn me down, silly. I just want to have some fun with you. And I have a feeling we'll both enjoy each other's company. I don't know. I just have a big feeling. I trust my guts. They never fail me. You're blushing. I think I finally cracked a code. I win. So, it's settled then. Hot chocolate taste test at my place? You win?
Excellent. I promise it'll be a night to remember. Me too. So, I was thinking after the game next week. I don't want to rush you into my home. I don't want to seem too desperate. Not a problem. While we wait for that date, you can come visit me during practice. I'd really love to get to know you more. And maybe you can be my little cheerleader while I'm in the field. Oh, they're calling me. I have to go. I'll see you later, okay? And please sit over there, please. Till next time I can see you. So I can see a cutie in front. It'll make things more exciting for me. Thank you. Mwah. Okay, I really have to go now.